Hey guys, we are back. Travel Mation Podcast. So much to talk about on this episode. So much to debrief. There's so many great things that are happening. And you guys, if you saw it on Facebook, big announcements coming live on the show today. And we just are so pumped. But we had to do the old intro one more time. So welcome to the Travel Mation Podcast, where we talk, or we used to talk about all things travel, Disney and more. We're dropping a brand new tagline for you today. So before we jump into everything we're going to talk about, let's go around the horn. OG3 still representing here. Alston's here. We've got Christina live Hello. From the Travel Mation studio.
Looking sharp. Gosh.
Oh, there's lighting. There's a lot of things happening here.
Wow. A whole situation.
Are you at Festival of the Arts, or is that just the Travel Mation studio?
It's just, yeah, Travel Mation art, Disney art.
Correspondent Christian Dumond, now promoted. Host.
Promoted.
Dumond. Hey, listen, I can't believe what's happening. I can't believe what's happened. And it just goes to show you that you can start from the bottom. This is the American dream, everybody. You can start from the bottom, and now look at me. Look
wow. at you go.
I'm
look at
live
that hat.
On
that
Facebook. Hat. The last time I was on Facebook, I was trying to illegally stream the halftime show. I was trying to watch Usher.
On wow. Facebook. That was how you chose it.
Yeah.
Did you not it have TV? Right.
Well, you didn't have, well, it's a long story, Tim.
Okay, and, I got
another day. Another yeah. day. We got big news today. And then That's we've right. got the main man, Mr. Matt Appleby, here on the show as well.
Wow.
Glad to be here.
Matt, I have to say, I love how Christian asked if your background was AI generated or if that was
It looks AI to me.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's a collection of a lot of stuff. The shelves are sagging a little bit. I'm afraid it's going to
prop them up.
Collapse.
You got to prop them up.
That's got some weight to it. But hey, let's dive in. We've got a big announcement. And really, I just want to, before we even get to that, just want to talk about why and why we created the show, why we brought the show back. When we started this show, I mean, almost 4 years ago, that's so crazy to me. The three of us, Tim, Christina, myself, we were sitting in the middle of the pandemic and going, man, Disney World is getting complicated. And there's a lot of crazy stuff that's about to unleash as we get back into the parks. We should do a show where we can help people navigate that. And then 3 years and 150,000 downloads later, here we are. But here we wow. are. But man, what a time.
150,000. Can you believe that?
That's a couple.
No, that's a big number.
That's a huge number.
I would have never thought.
And only 100,000 of those are Christian.
Okay. At least 97,000. And if you're listening, thank you for still listening. And if you're watching live, why don't you click the share button and give this right. a share right now to your timeline? Or maybe if you're watching on YouTube, email it to somebody. Like I would email this to my grandma. She'll listen right now.
Gam,
she'll
gam.
Get that notification.
Gam, gam. Get on the show. But we started this show. We wanted to help you guys navigate all things travel, Disney, and more. That's not changing, but the focus is changing a little bit. And so big announcement time. We wanted to take this show to the next level. As you might be seeing right now, if you're watching it live on YouTube, one of the conversations that Tim, Christina, and I kept having was, if we're going to keep doing this show and get it to the level that the audience wants, we got to go video too. Because some people, that's just how you... That's how mm-hmm. you watch your content. You're watching it on YouTube. And we said, we got to make that happen. We got to take the podcast there. And as we were just, you know, thinking about it, and I don't want to speak for you, Tim, but for me, I just thought I don't personally have the bandwidth to give the show what it needs. But I know there are amazing people that do. And so I felt it was better to take that backseat. Yes, we're still going to be on the show. No moral failures here. We're not being fired. We're not being kicked off. We just said, hey, we can't give this show the time, the attention that it deserves, that you, the fans, the audience deserve. And we want to help put people in front of you that can. And just, I am so, so excited about the new G3 that are on the show. And so officially knighted right now in this moment, Christian Dumond, Matt Appleby, and Christina Riccio, your new Travel Mation podcast co-hosts.
Well, woo! I receive the mantle. I receive it, Alston.
Thank you.
I feel like that picture in the Winnie the Pooh ride in Magic Kingdom where Mr. Toad is giving the deed to Owl. Yeah, shaking that's right. his hand.
That's what's happening right now. Live on the internet.
I'd like a picture of that on your shelf behind you. Just me and Tim handing you guys the mic.
That's what's going to bring the whole thing down, I'm sure. Just that picture.
But we're so excited. We're so pumped. Tim, anything that you want to add? Anything you want to say, brother?
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm super hyped for the show. I mean, if they'll have us, I think we'll still be around from time to time.
Right.
But I think the idea of three main hosts, and then there's potentially some more revolving door of people that are going to be consistently on, and just more different voices and opinions and thought. I think it's going to be great. So I'm hyped about it. I couldn't think of three more amazing people to take the mantle. I will say, I see a stark difference between Christina and Christian, and then me, you, and Matt. It seems like me, you, and Matt are first name people on the titles. And then Christina and Christian, they're a little more detail oriented than us, I think.
That's right.
So, but besides that, no, I'm hyped. It's going to be great.
No one's going to spell it right anyway. So it doesn't matter if the first
name's right.
and the last name's on there.
Doesn't matter.
Misspelled. Very true.
That's right.
So we got new hosts, but then we said, hey, let's shift. If we're going to make a shift, let's do this bigger shift around where the tagline of this show is going. So Matt, Christian, Christina, I want to officially pass the mantle to you. Talk to us about this new tagline for the show and what it means for where you guys want to take it.
I'm going to let Matt take it.
Okay.
Well, Matt, and that's a good point too. Tell us a little bit of your story because I know you've been on our show, but now the shows are kind of merging and intersecting. Walk us through what's going on there.
Yeah. So I've been with Travelmation for, it'll be 8 years in May.
Wow.
Crazy.
OG. Talk about an OG.
Yeah. I have one of those first name emails.
That's right.
Travelmation. So not giving it up. People have asked to buy it off of me. And the answer is no.
Was that Christian?
But in addition to that, so 6 years ago, so 2 years into being a travel agent, a good friend of mine, Susie Bryant, the now Denton, recently married in the fall, we started a Disney podcast and the Imagineers Disney podcast.
A very good one, by the way.
Thank you. sad to see it go, but I think sometimes good things just have to come to an end. This is the only podcast I would have said yes to. If it had been anything else,
good.
The answer is no. But, you know, we had a good run. We talked about Disney topics, Disney travel, Disney history. And, you know, Disney is still going to be a big part of this podcast. But, look, we have a job to do as travel advisors, and that is to best advise our clients on what's happening in travel, where the best destinations are. And we're going to utilize our relationships with our suppliers and talk about all things travel and really to help you get out there. So that is the new tagline of the show. So that's what this podcast is going to be about. It's helping you get out there.
I love it. And it's cool to think about where, you know, when we started All Things Travel, Disney and More, we were really at a phase as a company where we were trying to help our agents realize that
For
you
sure.
could book All Things Travel, Disney and More. And it's even funny that the emphasis had to be on Disney because we're like, no, you can still book Disney, but please also book more. And really, you know, the pandemic just was a huge shift in what we started booking as a company, specifically as it related to all-inclusive travel. And so it's amazing. But I love how this new phrase grabs onto something that really has become our just do it, if you will, as Travelmation, this idea of get out there. And so that new tagline, helping you get out there and see the world, that's such a great phrase because, yes, you can still talk about Disney, but you can really talk about all things travel and getting out there and seeing the world. So who wants to unveil the news about March 4th? Should we talk about March 4th?
Absolutely.
That's a
Christian,
big day.
You want to take that one? Do you even remember what
it
is?
I actually was going to let you take it because Matt said something. Now, let me go off real quick just about this, about all good things coming to an end. And you made a really good point when you said that, Matt. And it reminded me a lot about the sad news we learned last September of Dinoland USA going away, which is something that I'm very upset about.
Absolutely.
Like you said, all good things come to an end. I just wanted to bring that up because it's kind of shifted my whole mood when you said
That's a great point. You know, one that the episode needed. You know, it's funny. My son, he is in the middle of his dino phase. Mm. And we took him to Dinoland recently. He said, "What do you mean they're tearing this down?" Like, I'm sorry, buddy. You're a little late to the dinos.
All I mean, good it looks things like must a, come to an end.
It looks like a terrible carnival. I mean, if we're being honest, so I'm excited for some change ups there.
Also, quick aside, you see the news? They're demoing the NBA experience at Disney Springs.
I did.
Didn't even know it was a thing.
I think as they should. Yeah.
No one did.
Actually,
no one went there.
That was the problem.
Just Bob Iger went there.
One time.
The return of Disney Quest coming soon.
So I'll preview it. March 4th, we have designated it an official Travelmation day. It is going to be a day that we want you to March 4th, get out there and see the world. And so we're designating it Travelmation's official get out there day. So you can celebrate by booking a trip with your favorite Travelmation travel agent to get out there and see the world. And what better place than to celebrate that here on the Travelmation podcast? We kind of give away something.
I love that. That's amazing.
All right. Yeah, so
give away something. We'll have to ask the boss. We'll see what he says.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask him. Maybe we can give one of Christian's hats.
Hey, I think he would actually like that.
Seems great. Anything else you guys want to say with the official switch, or we can start talking about this idea of bucket list travel? Anything else you guys have?
I think I'll say something. So I think it just shows when we started this almost 4 years ago that how much we've evolved as a company, how much we've evolved as a podcast. And I'm very excited to just March 4th, but I'm very excited to go out there and see the world and expand our horizons outside of Disney. And because I feel like I personally travel more to other places and I want to share that with you guys. So I'm excited about it. And I'm excited for my new co-hosts, and I'm definitely going to miss my former co-hosts, but change is great. So we're
like a Brady Bunch hug. I don't know if
that's what I do. Brady Bunch.
And just to reiterate, they'll be back.
We're going to absolutely. We've been officially
designated as correspondents. So we've been demoted to Christian's old level.
No, that wasn't a demotion. We got demotions. Before I was a correspondent, I was actually panhandling. So the correspondent's not a demotion. I just have a question. Austin, Tim, what are you going to be doing with all your free time?
I'm going to Disney World. Actually, I probably am. I think we're
probably
Thursday. Yeah.
Hey, we'll be here.
Hey, I'll see you down there.
Let's do it.
Ooh,
we'll see you there.
We have to do a meetup.
A meetup at Sago Key at the Grand Floridian. It'll be lovely.
Well, I am staying at the Grand, and
Mr. Sago Key himself.
I'm hoping I can upgrade.
Glad they had you. They're having your back. Good.
Well, I can't stay in Sago, but I will be somewhere on the property.
I'm sure they've been warned.
Please invite me back to the episode where you unpack that with the fans. Because I need to be here for that.
If you want to hear the Sago K story, would you just leave a comment? Say Sago in the comments, please.
I think that's part of the Patreon subscription.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. We need to do a Patreon, and that'll be the first episode. Bonus content.
I love it. All right. So, Christina, you talked about this idea. You're excited about getting out there to see the world. We had this amazing idea from our chief media officer at Travelmation. She said, let's talk about bucket list travel, right? I don't know if she's got plans for all of us that our lives might be coming to an end soon. She's worried these are the end times, but bucket list travel, what are you guys thinking? What's on your list? What's not on your list? Gosh,
I'll go first. It's something I just booked for a client, and I've been quoting a lot, but I'm really itching to go to Italy. I think that's my next place I got to get to. So
it's a great spot.
Yeah. I want to go for like a month and stay in like a little villa or something and just like be a local for a month. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So
where in
Italy
is number one for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
All of it. I don't think there's enough time to see it all and eat it all specifically, but Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Recio, you did Italy for your honeymoon, didn't you?
No, we did Paris.
That's what it was.
But I've been to Italy. I've been on a Mediterranean cruise. It was great, but I don't think I got the full experience. So
right.
Much like Tim, would love to live more of the local aspect in Italy rather than just a day trip, a day trip, and a day trip.
For sure.
Yeah, my husband's been to Italy with locals, and he can't wait to go back. So that might be on the bucket list soon. But I would say for like my – oh, sorry. Go ahead, Alston.
No, I was going to say if you had to pick one place in Italy, I would aim for Cinque Terre. It is amazing. It is – it's the postcard, like Italy coast, think the movie Luca, like that type of atmosphere. But it literally looks exactly like pictures make it seem. It's so beautiful.
I'm down. Let's go.
Do it.
I'm going to book it on March 4th.
Get out there, man. Get out there and see
March
the world.
4th. Get out there.
Recio, right. What were you saying? What's yours?
No, so, I mean, there's too many. Really, there's too many to choose from, especially doing what we do day in and day out. But I'm going to have to say Switzerland. That's we're tossing around the idea for our 10th anniversary, which is coming up in January. And January might be too cold to go to Switzerland, but it's definitely up there. Another thing that I can never get out of my head is a river cruise seeing Christmas markets. Yep. Those are the top two for me. Sorry, I couldn't pick one, but I feel like Switzerland is stunning, and then going to see a Christmas market would be just a very unique experience.
I like it.
Yeah.
What about
river
you,
cruise,
Christian?
For sure.
So I just want to say, first of all, there's a couple dozen people watching live, and I just think that's awesome. So thank you all for watching. And there's a lot of comments going on. A lot of people.
A lot of
saga. Yeah. You know, I'm interested to hear where you want to travel to. So if you're listening, drop in the comments your bucket list travel destinations. Mm. Mine are kind of taboo. I have some taboo, ooh, if you will. Like, I want to really
like
go
Amsterdam?
to North Korea. To Moscow. Yeah. Okay. I want to go and just see some crazy places like that where, like, I might not come back. But wow. If I had to pick more realistic, I'd say Key West. I know that's a stark difference, but I really want key lime pie from Key West. That's really something I'd love to do. I've never done before.
I love it.
A lot safer than North Korea, a lot safer than Moscow. But,
well,
I would just
have Australia. That's a good one.
If you had to pick one, because you might only get to one, which would you choose first, Korea or
North
Moscow?
Korea? Yeah, North Korea.
Yeah. I feel like you got a better shot there.
I'd love to see what they did with Christian. They're like, who are you?
Oh, I'd have like, to hire security detail.
He'd be president.
Yeah, for sure. You might be president.
You're automatically elected president of this place.
Totally. You already know how to run a campaign, so you're ready to go.
Hey, I'm a failed politician, if you're watching. So. It's still kind of a sore subject.
I love that you chose Key West, because that's attainable. And you said, I want key lime pie in Key West. And let me tell you, it is delicious. So
is it
Yes.
We could drive you to Key West like
this
week.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go.
We got to check some things off. Your wife's on here commenting Antarctica. Yours is in Florida.
Is she watching? I didn't even know if she would watch.
She is watching.
What an honor for me.
Oh my gosh. Doesn't the Bright Line go there? Does it go down that far yet?
Not yet.
Hey, you rode the Bright Line one time, didn't you?
I am so strongly feeling like we need to get you there next week, because that is the easiest thing. That's like when you wake up and make your bed. That we got to get that one checked off the list.
Yeah, we can get to Key West pretty easily. So
let's do it. Let's get
now,
it done.
Mallory's saying Antarctica, so maybe you guys could combine that with your Moscow trip. Go to Siberia instead. I do want to do Antarctica,
though. I just got chills all over my body.
I know it's kind of just, you know, travel agent cliche, but do you guys want to get to every continent as well? I have that itch.
I'm not sure I want to do the Drake Passage.
I don't
want to do the Drake.
I will fly. I would fly over the Drake Passage.
I want to do the Drake, and I want it rough. I really do.
Oh, man. Have you been seasick before, Christian?
I don't think so. I can't.
Okay.
Wait, when I did go on the icon and I lost so much money in the casino.
That's not seasick. That's different.
Okay. I was sick on the sea. How about that?
Does Sago Key count?
That counts.
No, I don't think that counts, actually.
I'm telling you, I always thought, oh man, that doesn't sound that bad, being seasick. Then Tim and I got seasick. I never want to be seasick again. It was awful.
I asked for so much ginger ale that day.
We were just asking for straight ginger. We were going to chew on it.
Yeah, just let me gnaw on it. Anything.
What about Australia in the comments. We got Sicily from Don Fortner, Scotland and Ireland.
China. Who wants the Drake shake? Somebody just said, yes, I do.
Drake shake.
Shake me up, spit me out.
Oh, I love this one. Lake Como with the train ride to Switzerland. That sounds amazing.
Matt, where do you want to go? Did you say, Matt? Yeah.
No, not yet.
Where are you going?
So I love cruising. Ooh. And I love what Royal Caribbean has come out with, the World Cruise.
Yeah. Oh,
a lot of drama.
I want to see as many cities as possible. And I think that is the perfect opportunity to do it.
Totally.
All you need is 180 days and about $100,000, and you can knock it out.
That's fine. Yep. No problem. Done. Are you going to bring your kids on that, Matt?
I was just about to say that.
This is going to be way down the road.
Way down the road.
Grown out of the house.
Yeah, when they're not around.
I want to do that one on Silver Sea. No offense to our great friends at Royal, but I think I'll do the Silver Sea World Cruise.
See, I don't know. That's a small ship. I might get real sick on that.
That's
a
good point. Good point.
Maybe you could book a suite on the Royal ship, get a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
I wonder how it would actually feel, with being on a ship for half a year.
Oh, I'd be fine.
It's a long time in an interior cabin.
Can't do interior. No way.
I'm sure somebody did.
The CEO did say on the icon on that Q&A, the only thing they left out of that was a marriage counselor for the World Cruise.
You're stuck.
Yeah, you're stuck. Like it or not.
All right. Mine, I know it's cheesy, but I want to see all the Disney parks around the world. And I actually have the itinerary ready. I want to hit some other things along the way, but number one on there is Tokyo Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard so many great things. What would Disney do if it had no budget? We got to see that. We got to see what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one for me. And there's so many things in Tokyo and Asia that I feel like we just want to stay over there. Same thing with Australia and New Zealand, Hobbiton.
That's a good one.
I can't choose.
Sure we all feel that.
Hey, it's bringing back memories when we had Nathan Fire Sheets on. You remember Nathan Fire Sheets when he did the podcast?
He had an Excel spreadsheet for every day of that trip. He crushed it. Yeah.
It hurt my mind, some of the stuff that man was talking about. I could not comprehend. I mean, I said, Nathan, I can barely count to 10. And he's got all the dates lined up. It was amazing.
You know how many flights you would have missed, Christian, along the way?
Just shout out to Nathan Fire Sheets. Just type Nathan Fire Sheets in the comments. Tag him right now.
Nathan, we love you, man. We miss you.
Yep.
Gosh. All right. Those are great. I'm curious to know what yours are. If you're listening, thank you for dropping in the comments. Drop it on social media if you want to share it with us. As we wrap, guys, I just wanted to say it's been such a pleasure hosting this show, and I'm excited. Hopefully, we'll be welcomed back. If not, I know where the link is to the live stream, so Tim and I might just jump on it.
We're in the waiting room, guys. Here we are in the waiting room.
But seriously, thank you to every single one of you who's listened on a run, in the car, wherever you've been. We've just been – I personally have loved being a part of this show for the last 4 years, and it's just been such an honor, such a pleasure being a part of your travel planning. And if you're still listening, I couldn't be more grateful.
Absolutely. Look at David Madger and tagging Nathan Fire Sheets in the comments.
Hey, what a guy. I just want to say enjoy y'all's retirement, both of you guys.
Thanks, man. It's time.
It's time.
33. It's time.
We're riding off into the sunset.
You'll be back. We'll be back before you know it.
Oh, I know. I'm excited. If you need a guest host on Cinco de Mayo, if you'd like to talk about tacos, I'll be available.
We can do that.
whenever you need us. You just let us know.
Absolutely.
I feel like I heard the Three Amigos line there. Whenever you call us, we'll be there. Cool. All right, guys. With that said, we'll see you real soon here back on the Travelmation Podcast, live Monday nights, 7:30, not just on your podcast channels, but on YouTube and Facebook as well. We'll see you guys real soon.